由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in.
好多谢你收听《天路导向》。
Some of you may have heard of the film The Passion of the Christ.
你们当中可能有些人听过这套戏，就是《耶稣受难记》或者叫做《受难曲》。
That film caused people to ask questions such as, Who is Jesus?
这套戏引起很多人的好奇心，就例如说耶稣究竟是谁呢？
Why did he die?
他为什么会被处死的呢？
And who killed him?
是谁杀了他呢？
Who is responsible for the killing of Jesus?
到底谁个先至是杀死耶稣的元凶呢？
And why did he have to die?
又为什么耶稣一定要死呢？
And why 3 billion people in the world today claim Jesus Christ to be their Savior and Lord?
还有就是为什么当今世界上大概有30亿的人是声称耶稣是他们的救主和生命的主呢？
Historical accounts indicate that there were 3 human players in Christ's death.
从历史的角度来讲，有三方的人物是要对耶稣的死负责的。
Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' own disciples, delivered him to the high priest out of greed.
第一方就是加略人犹大，他为了贪财将自己的老师出卖给大祭司。
And the chief priest handed Jesus over to the Roman authority out of envy of Jesus' power and popularity.
第二方就是大祭司，因为嫉妒耶稣的能力和群众对他的爱戴，就将耶稣交了给罗马政府。
And then the Roman authority, led by Pontius Pilate, crucified Jesus out of cowardice and miscarrying of justice.
第三方就是代表罗马当局的比拉多，他出于懦弱，罔顾公义，硬将耶稣钉死在十字架上面。
If these 3 entities are to be blamed, why would not the matter end there?
但是问题是，如果单单是这三方是杀死耶稣的罪魁祸首的话，那为什么这件事没有从此就画上一个句号呢？
Because there is a whole lot more to Jesus' crucifixion than these 3.
原因是跟耶稣钉死在十字架上面所相关的并不单单是这三方的人物。
More than Judas' greed?
是要比犹大的贪婪，
or the high priest's envy,
要比起大祭司的嫉妒，
or Pontius Pilate's cowardice,
又或者是比起比拉多的胆小怕事有更加密切的关系。
To be sure, Jesus was crucified unjustly.
当然耶稣被钉十字架的确是一件冤案来的。
But he did not die as a martyr.
但是耶稣他并不是一个殉难的人。
On the contrary,
刚刚相反，
Jesus went to the cross voluntarily and even deliberately.
耶稣他是心甘情愿地是刻意走上十字架的。
From the beginning of his public ministry,
由他传道开始，
He declared that it was for the cross that he was born.
他就向世人宣告他降世为人就是要上十字架去受死的。
Jesus told his disciples repeatedly.
耶稣一而再再而三地对他的门徒说，
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
他说好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said, I lay down my life.
耶稣说我将命舍去。
Nobody takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
他说没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
Then who is ultimately responsible for Jesus' death?
既然是这样，到底谁个才应该对耶稣的死负责呢？
On a human level, there are people who delivered him to death.
从人的角度来看，的确是某些人将耶稣是置诸死地的。
But on a divine level,
但系从神嘅眼光去睇咧
，The Father gave him up out of love.
佢系为咗爱嘅缘故，天父舍弃咗耶稣嘅。
And God the Son gave himself up to die for us.
亦都系为咗爱我哋，圣子耶稣基督先至咧系将佢嘅命舍去嘅。
So it is his love which is responsible for Jesus' death.
由此可见，系神嘅爱导致耶稣嘅死嘅。
His love hung him on that cross.
系神自己嘅爱将佢咧系送上咗十字架嘅。
His love crucified him.
系神自己嘅爱钉死咗耶稣基督嘅。
Some of you probably are asking by now, but why?
或者你会问？咁但系系究竟为咗乜嘢咧
？Could there have been another way？
除此之外，乜冇其他嘅办法嘅咧咩
？The answer is no。
答案系绝对冇其他嘅办法嘅。
From the very beginning, when our first parents rebelled against God's command and wanted to do their own will，
自从我哋嘅始祖亚当夏娃佢犯罪违背咗神嘅命令。随住自己嘅意思去行去做嘅时候，嗰一刻开始咧
，They brought judgment not only upon themselves but also on the entire human race。
神嘅审判咧就唔单单系临到佢哋，亦都咧系临到全人类啦。
They brought condemnation not just on themselves but on all of their descendants。
唔单止咧系佢哋自己被定罪。他们所有的子孙后代都被定罪
了。绝对
公义的神要求我们每个人都要是严格去遵守神的律法。
如果我们犯
了其中任何一条，就是犯了全律法了。
And in the courts of heaven,This guilt of breaking of the commandments is punishable by eternity in torment.
在天国的法庭里面，违反了律法的刑罚呢，就是永远的煎熬。
But who could keep God's commandments perfectly?
但是，究竟有哪个能够完全遵守神的律法的呢？
The answer is no one.
个答案就是一个都不能够遵守到。
I couldn't.
我不能够。
You couldn't.
你唔能够。
No one could.
冇一个人能够嘅。
Now you see the dilemma here.
喺呢度咧，你会发现一个嘅难题。
God's justice needed to be met.
为咗满足神对公义嘅要求咧
，God's demand for perfection had to be satisfied.
神咧就需要我哋咧系一丝不苟咁样去遵守全律法。
And thus God's justice had placed all of humanity in a predicament.
就咁样咧，全人类就陷入咧系一个无法满足神公义要求嘅一个困境里边啦。
You say, but that's not fair.
咁或者咧，你会话啊，咁样实在系太过唔合理啦。
And God agreed with you.
冇错啊，神亦都好清楚呢一点嘅。
And therefore, God Himself had to provide the solution to this dilemma.
所以为咗解决呢个难题咧，神就提供咗一个可行嘅办法。
God Himself provided a way out of this impossibility.
神咧，佢要亲自喺沙漠里边咧，系开出江河出嚟。
And right after Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden.
就喺亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园之后
，God's plan for providing a solution to our dilemma began to be unfolded。
神就开始向人类展示佢解决呢一个难题嘅伟大嘅计划啦。
What was it？
究竟系乜嘢咁伟大嘅计划呢
？What is God's plan？
神嘅计划究竟系点样嘅呢？
That God Himself will come from heaven in human flesh and live a perfect life.
呢个伟大嘅计划就系神自己要道成肉身嚟到世界，成为一个完美嘅人。
To perfectly keep all of God's commandments.
佢将会咧系完完全全咁样去遵守神嘅律法。
then offer his perfect life as a sacrifice to redeem all who will accept his payment to be for them.
最后呢，他还要用自己的生命作为代价去赎回那些接受他为个人救主的人。
Jesus' coming from heaven to die was not an afterthought.
所以耶稣降世为我们死是一早就已经定好的计划了。
Jesus' life was not just a story of a perfect man who lived a perfect life.
耶稣在世上不单单是一个完美的人度过了完美的一生那么简单的。
He is all of that but more.
没错，他的确是完美无瑕，是过了完美的一生，但是不单单是这样。
He is the only one who could pay our eternal death sentence.
他是唯一能够代替我们接受永远的刑罚的那一位。
Our sin with which we are born is an offense to God.
我们与生俱来呢，就是会犯罪，会得罪神的。
Our sin of independence from God is an offense to him.
我们想脱离神的管辖，结果呢，就犯罪，得罪了神了。
And somebody must pay for that offense.
咁犯咗罪，就要咧系去承担罪嘅后果。
And God said, "I will do the paying."
而神就话，让我嚟去接受呢个刑罚啦。
I will send my son to do the paying.
我要差派我嘅儿子嚟去偿还罪债。
And so God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, who coexisted forever as one God, made the decision.
咁所以圣父、圣子、圣灵呢、这个三位一体永活嘅真神呢，就做出一个重大嘅决定。
That the Son will be born in human flesh.
呢个重大嘅决定就系圣子将要降世为人。
That the Son will pay.
圣子将要嚟偿还罪债。
That the Son will hang on a cross.
圣子要被钉死喺十字架上边。
That the Son for a brief moment will become separated from the Father.
在十字架上，圣子要暂时和圣父分离。
Because the Son has to carry the sin of the world upon his body.
因为圣子要将全人类的罪都担负在自己的身上。
And because the Father could not look upon the Son while he was carrying the sin of the world on his holy body on the cross.
圣子在十字架上面担当了所有的罪孽，甚至连圣父都掩面不去看他。
And thus the Father and the Son were separated for that brief moment.
所以圣父和圣子在那一刻是必须分离的。
My listening friend, this is very important.
亲爱的听众朋友，千万不要忽视这一点。
The cross was far more than the physical pain.
十字架的意义是远远不仅只承受肉身的痛苦那么简单的。
The greatest sacrifice of all was that brief moment of separation between the Father and the Son.
耶稣所付出最大的牺牲是他和圣父之间的隔离。
But some of you, my listening friends, you may be still asking.
但是亲爱的朋友，或者你还要去问。
You mean to say that Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection were God's plan all along?
你会问，你的意思是不是说耶稣的死和复活由始至终都是神计划晒的呢？
That's exactly right.
没错，你是讲得对的。
From the very beginning.
这个呢，是神从起初就做出的很周详的计划。
Let me present you with the evidence.
让我为你指出一啲嘅证据啊。
When Adam and Eve defied God's authority and were thrown out of the garden,
当亚当夏娃违抗咗神嘅命令，被赶出伊甸园之后
，We hear God's first announcement of the coming of Christ。
我哋咧就听见神首次宣告话，耶稣基督将要降世为人。
Thousands of years before Jesus was born。
呢件事即系亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园咧，系发生喺耶稣降生几千年之前嘅事嚟嘅。
In the first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15, God said that.
在圣经，即是旧约圣经的第一卷书《创世纪》三章十五节那里，神这样讲。
That it is Christ, the seed of the woman, who will crush the serpent's head, which is Satan.
他说，女人的后代就是基督，将要打碎撒旦的头。
In Genesis 18:18,
在创世纪的十八章十八节，
God said that Jesus will be from the seed of Abraham.
神就预言将来万国都一定会因为亚伯拉罕的后裔耶稣而蒙福的。
In Genesis 49 and verse 10,
在创世纪四十九章的十节，
God said that the Messiah will be from the tribe of Judah.
神亦都预言说尼赛亚要从犹大支派出来。
In Psalm 89 verses 35 and 36,
在诗篇的89篇35至36节，
God said that Jesus will be the descendant of David.
神说耶稣将要成为大卫的子孙。
In the book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14,
在以赛亚书的7章14节，
God said that Jesus will be born of a virgin.
神说耶稣要藉着童贞女而生。
In the book of Micah chapter 5 verse 2,
在尼迦书的五章二节呢，
God said that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem.
神又说耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
In Hosea 11 and 1,
在何西亚书的十一章一节，
God said that Jesus will go to Egypt as a child and then come out of Egypt.
神说耶稣还是孩童的时候呢，将要呢去到埃及，在那里住一段时间再出回来。
In Isaiah 40 and verse 3,
在以赛亚书的四十章三节呢，
God said that Jesus will have a forerunner, John the Baptist.
神说将来施洗约翰要为耶稣去做开路的先锋。
In Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 and 2,
在以赛亚书的九章一至到二节那里，
God said that he will begin his ministry in Galilee.
神说耶稣的传道生涯呢，要从加利利开始。
In Jeremiah, God said that Jesus would bring salvation to both Jews and Gentiles.
在耶利米书那里，神说耶稣将要为犹太人和外邦人成全救恩。
In Isaiah 11:2,
在以赛亚书的十一章二节，
God said that his Holy Spirit will rest upon Jesus.
神说耶和华的灵必住在耶稣的身上。
In Psalm 40 verses 7 and 9,
在诗篇四十篇七至到九节，
God said that Jesus will proclaim the good news of salvation.
神说耶稣要来宣讲公义的佳音。
In Isaiah 35:5 and 6,
在以赛亚书的三十五章五至到六节，
God said that Jesus will perform miracles.
神说耶稣要施行神迹奇事。
And in Isaiah 53:4 and 5,
在以赛亚书的五十三章四至到五节，
It predicts the cross with precision when it says, "Surely he has borne our grief, sickness and weakness and distress."
圣经好精确咁样预言话，佢诚然担当咗我哋嘅忧患、我哋嘅疾病同埋软弱，
And carried our sorrow and pain and punishment.
背负咗我哋嘅受苦、疼痛同埋刑罚。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
佢为我哋嘅过犯受害。
He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities.
为我哋嘅罪孽压伤。
And by his stripes that wounded him, we are made whole.
正系因为佢所受嘅刑罚、佢所受嘅鞭伤，我哋先至能够得到医治同埋平安。
Now, my friend, I have a lot more of these prophecies of the coming of Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary.
亲爱的听众朋友，有关于耶稣由降生一直到死在十字架上的预言，在圣经里面可以说是比比皆是的。
And these prophecies came hundreds and thousands of years before Jesus was born or died on a cross.
这些的预言一早在耶稣降生受死千百年之前都已经是预告了的。
Why did God foretell of his coming with such details?
神为什么要这么详细的去预告耶稣的降生呢？
So that no one could miss it.
就是呢，希望我们没一个人呢会错过了。
My listening friend, you may have missed it so far.
亲爱的听众朋友，或者你从来都没听过福音。
And many more are still missing it today.
到目前为止呢，还有很多人呢是未曾听过的。
It is my prayer that you don't miss it today.
我盼望呢，你今日就不要再同救恩呢是擦肩而过了。
Don't miss the fact that God told us that he was coming to earth thousands of years before he came.
千祈不要忽略这个的事实，就是在耶稣降生之前的几千年，他一直在预告自己的来临。
He told us how he was coming.
他预报自己将要怎样去降临。
He told us how he was to die.
他预先告诉我们他将会怎样死。
He told us how he would be resurrected.
他预告自己将要怎样复活。
His arms that were stretched on the cross are stretched open right now for you to come to him.
他在十字架上面张开的双臂今日依然向你伸开，要欢迎你投入他的怀抱。
You can come to him and acknowledge that his payment on the cross was for you.
今日就来到他面前承认并且接受主在十字架上为你偿还了罪债。
And the most incredible thing about God is this.
关于神呢，更加奇妙的是
The very moment that you come to him and ask for his forgiveness, you can be assured that your sins are forgiven.
就在你来到他面前祈求他饶恕那一刻开始，你的罪就得到完全的赦免了。
And your guilt will be lifted up.
你一切的罪过都要被挪开。
And your anxiety and fear will be no more.
你不会呢是再恐惧再战惊了。
And that joy and peace become yours.
你将会拥有喜乐同埋平安。
And above all, you'll be assured of eternity in heaven.
更加可贵嘅系，你将要得到进入永生嘅确据。
Hundreds and thousands of years before Christ hung on the cross, God had been saying to humanity.
喺主耶稣上十字架嘅几千几百年之前，神就一直对我哋讲。
I am sending my Messiah.
他说我要差遣尼赛亚来到你们中间。
And he will die on the cross.
他要死在十字架上。
This is why we see that Jesus was fully God and fully man.
所以耶稣既是完全的神，亦都是完全的人。
Thousands of years before God was born in human flesh, God told us through his prophets.
就在耶稣道成肉身的千百年前，神就藉着众先知去预言说
That Jesus will be betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver.
耶稣将会被犹大以三十块钱是出卖的。
And you can find that in Zechariah 11:12.
你可以在撒加利亚书十一章十二节那里看见。
That Jesus would be forsaken by his disciples.
耶稣将要被自己的门徒抛弃。
That's in Zechariah 13:7.
就是记在撒加利亚书的十三章七节了。
That Jesus would be spat upon and his back would be whipped.
又有预言说呢，人要吐唾沫在耶稣的面上，并且要鞭打他。
That's in Isaiah 50 and verse 6.
这个呢是记载在以赛亚书五十章六节的。
That Jesus' hands and feet would be pierced.
又有预言说耶稣的手和脚将要被刺穿。
That's in Psalm 22 verse 16.
出处是在诗篇的22篇16节的。
That Jesus would be forsaken by God the Father when he carried the sins of the world upon his holy body.
又有预言话，当耶稣喺十字架上边承担咗全世界人嘅罪嘅时候咧，佢自己将要被父神离弃。
And that's in Psalm 22, verse 1.
这个呢在诗篇22篇1节那里已经预言了。
That Jesus would agonize with thirst.
有预言说耶稣将要经历干渴的苦。
That's in Psalm 22, verse 15.
是记在诗篇22篇15节。
That Jesus would be buried in a rich man's tomb.
又说耶稣呢将要葬在财主的坟墓里面。
That's in Isaiah 53 and verse 9.
出处是以赛亚书的53章9节。
That Jesus would die voluntarily as a substitute for all who would accept his payment.
有预言说耶稣是心甘情愿为我们代罪，使凡是信靠他的人都能够被称为义。
That's in Isaiah 53:12.
是记载在以赛亚书53章12节的。
And he told us of his very own bodily physical resurrection out of the grave.
神预言说阴间不能够辖制他，他的身体要复活。
That was predicted hundreds of years before he died on the cross.
这些预言呢都记载在主耶稣被钉十架之前好几百年的。
In Isaiah 26:19 and Hosea 13:14, you read of the resurrection prophecies.
在以赛亚书26章19节和何西亚书13章14节，我们都可以读到有关复活的预言。
And so, my listening friend, don't miss it.
所以，亲爱的听众朋友，千祈不要再错过福音了。
Don't miss the plan of God for you.
不要忽略了神为你预备的计划啊。
Don't miss the desire of God to forgive you.
不要轻忽神乐意饶恕你的恩典啊。
Are you willing to accept his gift of forgiveness?
你是不是愿意接受神对你的饶恕之恩呢？
Or do you want to carry guilt with you forever?
定一话要带着罪进入永远的刑罚呢？
You know and I know that without Christ, your conscience condemns you.
你我都知道，如果没有耶稣基督，我们的良心会控告我们。
Your heart is burdened with guilt.
你一世都要背负沉重的罪疚。
Without Christ, your life is in turmoil and you have no peace.
如果没有耶稣基督，你的人生将会是充满困苦，没有平安的。
But God provided a way of escape.
但是神已经为你预备了永远的救赎方法了。
God provided a way for you to be set free.
祂已经是为你指示出一条自由的道路了。
Both here and now and forever.
让你在今生、在永恒都能够享有自由。
So my plea with you is this.
所以我请求你。
For your sake and the sake of your loved ones.
为了你自己和你所爱的人。
Say yes to Jesus.
现在就对主耶稣说，主啊，我愿意。
You have died to set me free.
你为我死，释放我得到自由。
I repent of my sins.
我向你承认我所犯的罪。
I thank you for your payment for my sins.
我感谢你为我偿还了罪的代价。
I receive that payment as my own.
我愿意接受你成为我个人的救主。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再会。